back to the Wrangell High Gymnasium here. The Wrangell Wolves lead by a score 11-7. Pressure everywhere by the Wrangell Wolves. Full court pressure every place. Double teaming everywhere. So the Wolves are out, and here come the Glacier Bears. It's going to be the Wolves basketball to start the second quarter.
And the Wolves are going to take it. It's going to be inbounded by Tyler Gillen. Brings it into Howell. Howell's going to take it to the top here, over to Acuna, and then out to Davis Dow, new in the game now. He's going to drive it to the lane, but pass it back out to Tyler Gillen. Aaron Howell's going to take it up, and it's good for two. Glacier Bears bring the ball back down. Lynch is going to come inside to Stearns. He's going to get caught up. And looks like there's going to be a foul there. And it looks like that foul is on Wrangell. And
I think that's
going to come
Dow.
Down on Dow. Yeah, it's his first. He just checked into the game. But, of course, since they're in bonus, it's going to send Stearns to the line. And he makes his first. That is his fourth point of the game, first free throw attempt, and first make for him. Second shot, not going to go in, rebounded by Wrangell. And they're going to bring it down. Tyler Gillen's got it. He's going to bring it up to Dow in the middle. Dow's going to take it back to Gillen. Gillen over to Howell. Take it over to the right to Dow. He's going to look to bring it inside, shoot it up, and it's no good. Stearns is going to rebound it, bring it back down to the Glacier Bears. Take it over to Lynch. Lynch over on the left. Take it back to Badger. Back to Stearns. Stearns looking to put it up for three, but no option there. Take it back over to Lynch. Lynch to Badger. Badger's going to dribble around a little bit, take some time. Stearns is going to drive the lane. Take it up, no good. Look to be rebounded by Dow, and there's going to be a foul there. I believe they're going to call that on Stearns. Be Stearns' second personal foul of the game. Fourth team foul for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So Howell's going to bring it across here. He's going to try to drive it in. Blocked by Stearns. So they're going to bring it out to Dow. And Gillen down into the middle, and he shoots, and it is good. And back down. Looks like we had a little bit of a collision there between Lynch and Dingwall. Now they're going to make a substitution. And it looks like they're bringing in Matthew Green for Lynch. Haynes has the ball. Badger over to Green. Green coming in the middle to Hudson Sage, and then Josh Stearns is going to take it, and I believe going to draw a foul. And that foul is going to be on Tyler Gillen of Wrangell. It's going to send Josh Stearns to the free throw line again. It's going to be his first. Tyler Gillen's first personal foul of the game. Stearns is 1-for-2. From the free throw line. His shot is going to be no good. Looks like he's going to rebound it, though. Nope. Wrangell's got that rebound. Dingwall is going to take it down. It's going to be stolen away by Haynes and then stolen back by Wrangell. Aaron Howell up and no good. And it's going to be out on Wrangell. Haynes will take that ball. Looks like it's going to be inbound by Dillen. And we've got 5:53 left in the half. Score is 15-8, Wrangell. Wrangell has the ball stolen away by Dingwall. Back down. Howell's going to shoot up for three. It is no good. It is rebounded by Sage. Sage taking it out to Badger and down. Looking to capitalize on this. Over to Stearns. Back out to Badger. Badger's going to take it back a little bit, take it in. That pass is intended for Sage, right off his hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Wrangell's ball. Again, at 5:23 left in the half. And some substitutions are going to be made. Jared Allen is coming in for Wrangell, replacing Davis Dow. And Allen is going to inbound it. Howell's taking it across. Looks like they're not trying too much of the full court press anymore here in the second quarter. And ball over to Acuna, and Acuna's going to pass it out of bounds. Haynes ball. And Swinton's going to inbound it to Badger. Badger over to Sage. And tipped off, and Ringel's going to steal that ball. Aaron Howell's bringing it down. Jared Allen for three. And it is no good. Rebounded by Badger. That ball's going to get tied up, stolen away by Rangel. Dingwall's going to go up for two. No good. Rebounded by Howell. Put up, no good. And a foul is called. Let's see who that foul is going to be on. That foul is going to be on Swinton. It's going to be his first personal foul of the game. It'll be the Glacier Bears' fifth team foul. They've got one more to give, but it is going to send Aaron Howell to the line with 4 minutes and 51 seconds left in the half. This will be Howell's first trip to the free throw line tonight. And his first shot is no good. Score is still 15-8. Mikey Odison now coming in for Mason Dingwall for Rangel. And Howell's getting ready to shoot his second free throw shot. Second shot is good. It'll be Haynes' ball. And Rangel trying again with the full court press. Aaron Howell being a little over anxious. And they're going to call a foul on him. That'll be his second foul of the game.
And Haynes is in that double bonus situation, very much like last night. They need to make a few free throws out of this here. Only 16-8, so a few free throws will tighten it right up.
Absolutely. This is where that small ball game comes in. Free throws can make you or break you here. And Jordan Badger at the line for the first time tonight. First shot is not good. Going to have a couple of substitutions. Davis Dowell for Rangel back in for Aaron Howell. I think they're trying to manage those fouls there, not let too many people get too many fouls. And Badger's second shot is no good as well, rebounded by Rangel. They're going to bring it down. And Tyler Dillon's going to end up with that. Over to Jared Allen, out to Acuna, and back to Allen. And Davis Dowell's going to take it over to Tyler Dillon on the left. He's going to try to find an opening, can't do it, so he's going to bring it back to the top to Acuna. Acuna back to Gillen. Gillen over to Allen. Allen's going to try to drive that lane, but it's knocked away by Swinton. Stolen, and Lynch takes it down for Haynes. Puts it up, not good. Rebound by Sage, not good. And it is out on Haynes. It's going to be Rangel's ball. We're still sitting at 16-8. Rangel, 4 minutes and 13 seconds left in half. I think they made a substitution. Was that Josh Stearns coming back in the game?
Yep, Josh checked back in.
Josh checked back in. So Rangel now has the ball, and Davis Dowell with a three-point attempt. No good. Ball's being bounced around, but it is recovered by Swinton. And there will be a foul called. It's going to be on Mikey Odison of Rangel, his second personal foul. And that will send, I believe, Swinton to the free throw line. Nope, that's going to send Stearns to the free throw line. Stearns is 1 out of 3 in free throw attempts tonight. Let's see if he can make 2 here. And first one's not going to be good. But they are in that double bonus, so he does get that second shot. Second shot's just going to bounce off as well, rebounded by Rangel. Tyler Gillen's going to bring it down, take it out to Allen. Allen back to Gillen. Gillen's holding the ball, looking for an opening. Over to Dow on the right. Back to the top to Gillen. Back to Dow. Dow's going to shoot it in the middle towards Odison, but on a bounced pass, it's going to be stolen away by Badger. Badger's going to bring it down. Take it out to Swinton. Swinton attempts for 2. Bounces off and recovered by Acuna. Acuna's bringing it down to Rangel, but Swinton's going to steal it back. Looks like a jump ball. Nope. Looks like it's going to be... Oh, and they're going to take a timeout on Rangel.
Looks like it's just going to be a 30-second one, so we'll keep it here anyway. Just like Alicia was saying, not a lot of action here. Still 16-8 the score, but what we've got is a lot of subs coming into the ball game, and both coaches are trying to kind of manage a few things here. Coach Stokes, of course, he's got players that he doesn't want to pick up that third foul with, so he's keeping them on the bench. And a lot of the young players who haven't had a lot of playing time are getting on the floor for him. So things are a little bit hectic, and they're racing up and down. On the other hand, the Glacier Bears, Klinger, he's got those two fouls, and Josh Stearns has two. So Coach Bossman has to kind of watch it a little bit, too, in terms of sending people on the court here. So it's been a little ragged here as we've kind of taken our varsity players, so to speak, kind of out of the game right now, at least until the second half.
And we learned in that JV game how important it is to not have your players foul out when Haynes ended up with three players at the very end. So trying to manage that, but Ringel's going to inbound the ball here as we start up again. It's going to be Gillen with the ball inside to Odison. Odison's going to pick it up. No good, but there is a whistle on that. And that foul is going to be called on Haynes. And that is going to be on... Dylan Palmieri, I believe that is his first.
It's Hudson Sage.
Sorry about that. So that'll be Hudson's first personal foul. Odison's first free throw is good. That's his first attempt and first shot tonight. Puts him at 5 points. Second shot is going to be up and good as well. So Haynes will take the ball with 3 minutes and 11 seconds left in the half. Was almost tipped away, but recovered by Sage. Sage out to Badger. Badger's going to dribble around, get a little bit of pressure here. Pass it off to Stearns. Stearns recovers nicely. Brings it inside to Swinton. Swinton's going to shoot for the basket, but he's going to get fouled. Arthur Acuna, that'll be his second foul of the game. Second personal foul. Going to send Swinton to the line. Swinton's been here once before. He's one of two. First shot is up and no good. Score is 18-8. Rangel, 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the game. This is where those free throws really come in to an important play. Second shot is up. It's going to bounce around, but not good. And that ball is going to be recovered, but it's going to be tied up. In an alternating possession, that ball is going to go to Haynes.
Well, Haynes is 2 for 12 from the free throw line. So they...
And Sage is going to put that ball up. It's no good. Recovered by Rangel. They're going to bring it down. And Allen has the ball out to Dow and over to Gillen. Taking their time with it. Not a whole lot of pressure at this point in the game. Back to Dow and then back to Gillen. Looking for an opening. Passes it inside to Odison. Odison puts it up, but it's no good. It's knocked away by Sage to Stearns. Stearns takes it over to Badger. And Badger got caught up, tried to pass it away, and got it out of bounds. So that ball is going to turn over to Rangel. And Acuna inbounds it to Gillen. Gillen over to Odison, right under the basket, can't put it in. So it's going to go over to Haynes. Haynes, and that is Swinton with a nice three-point shot. It is in. It is his first three-pointer. He's got 4 points on the night. Going to bring it back down, and there is a foul called. And that foul is going to be on Haynes on Matthew Green. Be his first personal foul of the game. But that'll put Haynes at 7. So they Rangel's now in that bonus. And Tyler Gillen goes to the line. His first shot is no good. His first trip to the line. Minute 50 seconds left. Score is 18-11 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. Gillen shooting his second shot now. Second shot is no good as well. And there is a whistle blown. And
Fred Ingram is talking to two of the ball players.
I'm not quite sure what that was.
Well,
I think they jumped a little too soon.
Yeah, there's two ball players kind of hand fighting there the whole time anyway, and Fred steps in there and says, boys, you got to knock that off.
They're going to give Tyler Gillen a second shot at that, and it's in. Haynes now with the ball. Badger bringing it cross court. Long pass over to Matthew Green. Matthew Green's going to take it up. It's no good, but he is fouled. So he's going to get a trip to the line. And that foul is going to be on Tyler Gillen. It'll be his second foul of the game. Second personal foul. So Matthew Green, his first trip to the line tonight. First shot, bounces high, but does not go in. And a couple players going to swap some slots here. Get ready to take that rebound out. Matthew's going to put up his second shot here. Second shot is no good as well. Rebound by Wrangell. And that is Davis Dow with the rebound. He's going to take it over to Tyler Gillen, who's going to try for three. No good. Rebounded by Allen. Taking it back out to Gillen. Gillen's going to dribble it around a little bit, get it out to Acuna. They're playing a little bit far back right now. Getting some, just a break, I think. Gillen's going to try to bring it in. Doesn't have an opportunity, so he's going to take it back out to Acuna. Over to Gillen. He's going to bring it in to Mikey Otteson. Back to Allen, who's going to shoot for three and miss it. It's going to be recovered by Matthew Green. Down to Stearns, who's going to try to get a breakaway. Shoots no good, but there is a whistle blown. So Stearns is going to go to the line again. And that foul is going to be on Jared Allen, his first personal foul of the game. Stearns' first shot is good. Takes the score to 19-12 in favor of the Wolves. 59 seconds left in the game. Second shot is no good. Rebound by Wrangell. Allen's going to bring it down. We're down to about 50 seconds in the game. Bring it into Acuna under the basket. Can't make shots, so he brings it back out to Gillen, who shoots for three. No good. Rebound by Wrangell. Taking it over to Allen, who's going to shoot. No good again. And there is a whistle. It's a push on Haynes, and I believe that is on Josh Stearns. It'll be his third personal foul. So look for him to maybe come out. They've got a sub. Yep, looks like Lynch is going to come in for Stearns. And with 39 seconds left, Davis Dow is making his first trip to the line. And his shot is no good. So Haynes is going to recover that ball, bring it down, and Josh Badger is going to get called for a double dribble. So the ball is going to turn over. 34 seconds left in this half. And looks like they're going to take their time with it, crossing over the ball. They're keeping it right out in the back between Dow and Gillen. Looks like Dow was going to try to drive in the lane and then last minute pass it back to Gillen, who's going to pass it out to Acuna. He's going to dribble around a little bit back to Gillen. And 6 seconds left in the game. Out to Acuna. And Gillen's going to shoot. Oh, just rims it. And there is the buzzer. So at the end of the first half, score is 19 Wrangell Wolves to 12 the Haynes Glacier Bears.
And we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios for about 8 minutes here. So we'll be back in about 8 minutes.